we're working towards time. This 10 minutes to 12. Let's see what we can do in the next 30 minutes for me, and then we'll see how we run service up. You know, is she not looking beautiful this morning? Hallelujah. She's looking take away. And, huh? You are all right, none. It's part of it. Who is taking you out? A new man. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I believe what she said. Hallelujah. Amen. You see, in life, we are in the month of razor. God says you will need somebody this month. Amen. I see I had a very big dream, nice dream this morning, and I see God lifting people up. Amen. Whatever is holding your leg, heaven will untie you this morning. Amen. God will lift you up himself in the name of you. See, in life, at times, your condition of birth may put a big limitation on you. No, let's be real. Some of us are in that category. Exactly when you die, when you are born, and your father died when you were young. And maybe your mom always depends on your father. You know? Full housewife. Full housewife and single mother is not different. They are different. Am I right? Full housewife. And a single mother. They're two different things. Hallelujah. Your dad died when you were young. And if to compound the issues, if everybody begins to blame your mom as a cause of the death of your father, then you will be at the mercy of whatever your mom can do. No family want to associate with you. But you see, when God show up in the life of somebody like that, and God does begin to tutor your life through thick and thin, and you made it, that is God raising somebody. Hallelujah. Or if you are like me, I remember when I finished secondary school, one of the best results I had me. You know, very good results. And I decided to go and work for a beer distributor. Imagine when, if it is now, they will say you have all nines. And I have aggregate 8 then. 6A1 and 1A2. My problem has always been English. That's where I had A2. You know, English is not our language. And the teacher who taught me English was teaching me Yoruba. Hallelujah. And I still had it too. Imagine sitting at home with that result for 4 years. And after you finish that result, you go to teacher training. Teacher training are meant for people who have no results. Maybe you have one GCSE, but I have enough results to go to university. But nobody has been to university in my family. My mother does not speak a word of English. The only brother I have, the only question he asked me is, when are you married? Or, no, he's not when you're married. He sees me as like this boy. And somebody's asking this boy, have you impregnated somebody? Does he know? That's the question I get regularly. But I remember my sister went to teach her there. I said, oh, okay, that's a good way. She has a job. Let me go. When I went in there, and God gave me a helper. My story will help somebody today. And this was my math teacher. And they look at my teacher and say, Daddy, why are you doing this school? He said, me, your teacher, said, don't have this. He had an NCE and he's just doing his degree part-time. So anytime he's going for his degree, and he will put me as a cover teacher, so I'll be teaching my mate. So they will put, I did 2 years, I was teaching the year ahead of me and my class. When there's that time, I have other subjects that should be teaching. I'll go to their class and teach them. Hallelujah. But the word the man said to me, help me. I wanted to quit. He said, don't quit. He said, do your jam. He said, when you pass jam, you go to university. I said, when I finish, I go to NC. He said, no, you don't need NC. I am saying this. God will bring a laser to you at your point. He will send you an helper at some point. You see, at times you struggle in your life, and you are wondering, will I ever break through? You know, there are times where your hopes and your aspirations, you throw it away. You have already said, by the time I'm so, this is what I will be. By the time this, I will be. But when life battered you, you are just saying, so far, I survived. Thank you, Father. At least I'm alive. You know, At least I'm alive is a consolation for failure. At least I'm still here is a consolation for failure. It's they say, oh, I don't need to try anymore. Let me just keep being alive. But you see, listen, life will batter you if you have a great destiny. Can I repeat that? Life will push you to and fro if your destiny is great. If you have everything easy, wait for the time of trial. So it will come. It's not, the Bible says, when thou faces trial, it's not if. Which means it is meant for every one of us to face it at one point or the other. Hallelujah. But God will always bring somebody. God will always send a helper. God will always send a raiser. In the Bible, there are examples of so many people. People that got help. People that got raised up. Let's look at some few ones. And then we pray. Somebody is going to receive a call this week. That call will change the whole story of your life in the name of Jesus. The Bible talks about Hannah. Let's start from Hannah. At times you come to the house of God and it's like everything seems to be working against you. Let me say this. The church we have nowadays, we have to criticize people. It doesn't start from here. It starts from Genesis. It starts from the time of Hannah. It starts from the time of Jesus. And there will only be criticism. If you do it well, some people will complain you are taking the time of everybody. If you don't do it well, they will say you don't do it well. I always say the people they criticize mostly are either the ushers or the choir. The people who criticize the choir mostly are the people who cannot sing. Hallelujah. Yeah, they're supposed to sing it that way. They just raise their voice. And they are not singing where they are. Choir, they didn't enjoy. Hallelujah. See that he was beating the drum. It's not even balanced. If they give you a drum, we will see what you will do. The Bible says, Anna was praying. He believed God. He was the first one that the husband loved. Maybe because he had a delay, that's why the husband decided to marry the second wife. And when he married the second wife, the husband still loved her. She's still the darling of the husband. But the Bible says the second wife, the Peninnah will penalize her life. Peninnah was doing everything to make her just carry her bag and go. Peninnah was doing everything to make her one day to commit suicide. Have you been in a situation that I say, it's better to end it all? I beg you, don't end it all. Bro, if you end it all, you are struggling. What makes you to think you want to end all is struggle, is it? Imagine you now end it all and you go to hell. Because I can assure you, if you kill yourself, you are going to hell. It's a straight express road to hell. There won't be any option. In fact, you don't need judgment. You have judged yourself. What you said to kill yourself is you say, God has failed. God cannot change my situation. I don't believe that God can do anything anymore. God has no suffering power to help me. That's what you are saying. In 1 Samuel chapter 1 verse 19 to 20, it says, and they rose early in the morning and they worshipped before the Lord and returned and came to the house of Ramah, and Elkanah knew his wife and the Lord remembered her. Can I say this to you? That may not be the first time that Elkanah cried in the church. Can I repeat that? That's the only one they recorded. But that doesn't mean that's the first time. Can I shock you? That may not even be the first time that the prophet spoke to their life. Don't give up on your situation. God will show up. God will show up. In the name of Jesus. I'm trying to remember a story. Somebody told me yesterday. He said, the condition was so big that they took him to Jeriese. Oh, yeah. Nothing worked. They took him to armies. Both of them came to UK to the case they are not at war. Does that mean that those ones are not prophets? They are. Hallelujah. We went to Baba Biara, a prophesied. We went to Baba Obadiah, a prophesied. Not at war. Does that mean God doesn't work? Am I talking to somebody? What I'm saying is, heaven will open for you in the name of Jesus. Don't give up on yourself. Don't conclude yourself because one prophecy did not work. The Bible says, and Anna knew his wife, and the Lord remembered her. It's not the prophet that remembered her. The prophet set the word in motion. And I'm setting the word in motion that heaven will remember you today in the name of Jesus. And the next verse of it, verse 20, and wherefore it came to pass when the time was come, about after Anna had conceived, that she bear his son and called his name Samuel, saying, because I ask him of the Lord. Maybe before he's been asking something different. Maybe before he's been saying, Lord, if you can give me this son, I will show this banana I can conceive too. God will be laughing at her. Lord, if you can just give me a son. If you see the way I've been working in the church, I will tell them I'm a mother too. What is the motive? The motive raised a helper for her. The motive touched the heart of God. He said, because I've asked him of the Lord. If you look at chapter 2, verse 7 and 8, he now said some things that is important to our teaching today. He said, the Lord make poor and make him rich. First Samuel chapter 2, verse 7. The Lord make him poor and make him rich. He bring low and lifted up. God does what he like. Nobody can query him. Am I talking to you? If somebody like me from the poor village can stand in front of you in London preaching, God is a razor. Hallelujah. I am so timid, I'm so shy to even talk to people. Hallelujah. But I can stand. It's that God has helped me. God that helped me will help you. I was praying for somebody and I'm repeating the same prayer. I said, Lord, each time you bless me, give a double. And I'm repeating the same prayer for you. That each time heaven bless me, heaven will give you double of the same blessing in the name of Jesus. Verse 8, he said, he raised the poor out of the dust and lift up the beggar from the dunghill. Hallelujah. To set them among princes. And to make them inherit the throne of glory. For the pillars of the earth are the Lord's. And he has set the word upon them. The pillar of this whole earth. Imagine, do you know where the pillar of the earth is? This is what God was talking to Job in Job chapter 38. He said, do you know how I formed the earth? Do you know the length of it? Do you know the breadth of it? So listen to me. God will raise you up this month. Listen and hear today very well. You will be raised. Help will come for you. Raise I will help you in the name of Jesus. You see, another one is David. God raised David. He was a shepherd boy. Listen, there are two ways of doing it. Okay. You are all African here. You are from Angola, is it? You are from Angola? Zambia. In Zambia, they own sheep. They own sheep, they own cow. Okay. The owner of cows, do they take the sheep out? The cow out? No. They get small, small boys. In Nigeria, the people who own the cow. Do you see them following the cow to the feed? No. They are rich business tycoon. Those small, small boys are not the owner. You think those are the owner? No. Huh? Some do it begging on the road. Owns car too. Those are employees. They only have cut per cow they sell. Okay. So, David is not the owner of the cow he was looking after. It was the lowest job. Let me bring you down the memory lane for you to understand. Pastor, Abraham and Lot, who are those fighting? Huh? They call them the cattle. The cattle yarders. But who owns the cattle? Abraham and Lord. You get that? So, sons don't follow cattle out. Sons only follow cattle out when the father is poor. Or you are the one, your father don't like you too much. He said, follow, go with the servant. Go and look after this sheep. And so, this is who David was. It was not the favorite of his father. It was not the favorite of anybody. But God still picked him. Heaven still raised him. I can tell you this morning for free. When people don't like you, it's a pathway for God to raise you up. When people are all against you, when they gang up, you will see the way God will disgrace all of them to pull you up. So, even on the day of his ordination, he was not invited. He was not invited. And somebody got there, somebody said, he saw the first one and he went to pour oil. That's why the father God told him, I will tell you who you will pour oil on. But when he saw the big six-pack boy, he wanted to pour oil earlier. When that one oil will not flow, he caught a falling second, the third. When he know that this thing is failing, you know how embarrassed a prophet can be. It will look like you didn't hear from God. He said, is this all your children? He said, he remained one at the back. Wherever the enemy has hidden you, may heaven locate you today in the name of Jesus. Wherever they kept you, may mercy pick you out today and raise you up today in the name of Jesus. David was the youngest son. And he was left behind. I'm rushing quickly because I'm conscious of time. Let's look at Mephibosheth. You know, remember who Mephibosheth is? Who is Mephibosheth, the youth? Anyone among the youth who know who Mephibosheth is? Who is the father of Mephibosheth, youth? Mama number one, darling. Mephibosheth is the son of Jonathan. Jonathan is the raiser of David. Because it was the robbing of David by Jonathan that entered him to the place outside the anointing. So when David woke up one day, he said, is there anybody remaining in the family of Jonathan, in the family of Saul, that I may bless and may raise for Jonathan's sake? May God remember the good deed of your father. May God remember the good deed of your mother. May Rachel come for you today in the name of Jesus. Everything was against Mephibosheth. Mephibosheth, because he's crippled on his two legs, supposed not to come to the palace. The king supposed not to see him. But still, David said, he will sit with me on the table. Everything that is all against you, God can bypass them. Am I talking to somebody? Heaven can bypass everything that is all against you. Somebody called me yesterday. All this thing Kevin Badenoch was talking about. He's against Nigeria. I said, Kevin is going to do a political assignment. Kevin needs to stay in power. The voice of Kevin has no bearing for anybody. It's just a political slogan. He ain't Nigerian. He's not yet the prime minister. He's just an opposition. And I say, if everything he's saying will not be acted upon, because the opposition will see that, if they act upon it, they will say, they are following what the opposition. I said, just ignore. That is what they call the barking of the dog in a lock cage. Hallelujah. What God will do in your life, no policy can stop it. What heaven will do for you in UK, no matter where you are, heaven will raise you and get you there. Listen, every heart against Mephibosheth. Look at what Mephibosheth said in 2 Samuel chapter 9, verse 7. We will read 7 and 8. And David said unto him, fear not, for I will surely show thee kindness for Jonathan thy father's sake. And I will restore thee all the land of Saul thy father, and thou shalt eat bread at my table continually. How many kings have called the children of the old king to come and collect inheritance? But he said, I will do it for you. And he bowed down himself and said, what is thy servant that thou should look upon such a dead dog as I am? And this gave me confidence that heaven will remember me and remember you today in the name of Jesus. Is it Ruth we want to talk about? Ruth the Moabite. In Ruth chapter 4, verse 13 to 17. Ruth 4, 13 to 17. The Bible talks about Ruth. Boaz that married Ruth, that helped Ruth. He was there when Naomi and the husband were in city and they ran out of time because of hunger. Why is it that he didn't help them before? Because it's not time. Hear me today. Your country of birth will respond to you. Amen. You don't seem to understand that. Your country of birth will honor you. Amen. In the name of Jesus. Your country of nativity will remember you. And they will lift you higher in the name of Jesus. Ruth got back there. They call him the Moabite. Moabites are not a friend of Jews. But Boaz made him. This is a servant. This somebody was speaking after the reaper, becoming the owner of the field. Can I prophesy to somebody's life? Where you are working, you will soon own it. Amen. You may feel that is too big. You know, that's why some people didn't say amen. Where you are working, you will soon own it. Ruth, who knows Ruth? Who knows Naomi? It was just picking after the reaper. That means at the leftover. From the leftover, he became the madam. One madam is being raised here today in the name of Jesus. God that changes time and season will change your season. In the name of Jesus. What of Esther? The Bible says Esther is an orphan. Somebody has to make a mistake for Esther to be enthroned. The Bible says the king said to his wife, come and showcase yourself the way you used to. It's not the first time. It's not the first time. Have you not seen divorce that happened for what the woman enjoyed doing before, but just one day just said, honey, I'm tired. What the woman enjoyed doing, maybe they enjoy going for clubbing or whatever. And that day, they say, let's go to club tonight. He said, honey, I'm tired. I needed to rest today. How you disrespect me? You know, think of you about this one. And he just lost everything before you know it. Is it not the evil? You are now saying, okay, let me dress and follow. He said, no, I'm not taking it again. You disrespect me. You disobey my word. That's what happened. He called his wife. He said, come and show yourself to my friends the way you used to. And that one said, no, I'm not coming out today. From I'm not coming out today, because God was about to raise an orphan. You know who are the orphans? No father, no mother. It is at the mercy of the uncle. I know God is going to raise us first, we that are orphans in this house. Amen. And it will follow by the fatherless. Nobody say no. We orphan first. How many orphans? Yes, amen. 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 We are not many. Who else is an orphan? Oh. Somebody is pointing to that man at the back. He's an orphan. Hallelujah. God will raise we up and first. He will raise the fatherless. He will raise the motherless. And raise everybody in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Some people cannot talk. Before they obey the laws, they see our father and mother. The God will not kill your parents too. They will live long to enjoy. The next one is Daniel. Look at Daniel. Daniel was taken as a slave somewhere. And he became a prince. He became the governor. Because God raised him up. God gave him a gift and the gift began to speak. May your gift begin to speak for you. Amen. Listen to me. Every one of us are loaded with gift. When your gift are not speaking, that is why you are still low. Or when your gift is speaking in the wrong way. Let me give you an example. No, if you are a nurse, the day you walk, the ward is full. The people are not sick as sick that day they come. You will walk. The day other people are on the ship, nobody show up. Quiet shift. Any day you are coming, it's like they make a tongue cry at all of them. Come, she's at work. Listen to me. Keep doing it. It's a preparation for another thing. Am I talking to somebody? It's a preparation for another level. Because God is preparing you for your own. So that when you start your own, you will handle the pressure. Daniel, when at the point they want to give Daniel post, he told the king, he said, unless you pick my three other boys, a slave, saying, unless you promote three other boys. But because God has been there for him, Daniel, alongside with Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, they were captive in Babylon, but God raised them up. God promoted them, and everything worked for them. Let's talk of two or three more, and we stop. Two or three more. Elijah and the widow's son. The Bible talks about the widow's son, the widow in Zarephath. In 1 Kings 17, 22 and 23. The Bible talks about, is at a point, everything was done. And the Lord had the voice of Elijah, and the soul of the child came back again. The soul of what you are looking for will come back again. That soul of what you are praying for will come back again in the name of Jesus. We also talk about Elisha and the Shunammite woman. The boy died. The woman will say, well, everybody will say, woman, what's the problem? Is everything okay? He said, all is well. All is well. Somebody left a baby, a dead child. The only child, he will still say all is well. But at the end, it was all not well. It was all well. And that's why I know it will be well with you. Yeah. That you came out of your house with this temperature of 4 degrees or below this day. May heaven shine upon you in the name of Jesus. May God show you mercy in the name of Jesus. And the last thing I will say, because of time, is no matter what you have lost, God can still, it can still restore. God is a restorer. He restores age. He restores years. That's why the Bible talks about, he said the years that the canker worm and the power of our beating. He said that we, God is a restorer. The Bible said that Job lost everything. He lost everything. He lost children. He lost business. He lost anything can be lost. And in Job 42 verse 10, the Bible says, and the Lord said something. Give me quickly. Job 42:10. And the Lord turned the captivity of Job when he prayed for his friend. Also the Lord gave Job twice as much as he had before. Hear me, the best day you had before will never be your best day. Better days are coming. More good days are coming in the name of Jesus. And we're going to stop with two in the New Testament. That is Lazarus. Lazarus was there. He was the friend of Jesus. His sisters were crying. Jesus said, you know, your brother will rise again. He said, I know he will rise on the day of resurrection. God said, even now. Even now. Somebody, even now, your blessing is coming. Amen. Your blessing is coming. Amen. Mommy, I told you something during the week. Maybe you remember. I was saying to mommy, I said, do you know pregnancy can hide and messages will be coming? You remember I told you? God is going to surprise somebody. It's only menopause we hear. It's pause. Anything that is pause can start. Abby, if you don't remember when we read that you have, you should know cassette. You know cassette. You know cassette player. You know cassette player. A lot of people here. Apart from adult, you know cassette player. Do you know VHS? No, DVD. You know, if you are playing cassette, if you are playing cassette, you can pause it. We are talking to somebody, you pause it. When you want to continue, you press a pause and you start to play. Whatever has paused in your life, we are kickstarting it again. The blessing that the enemy paused, we are kickstarting it. In the name of Jesus. And the Bible said Jesus stood by the door of the sepulchre of Lazarus and said, Lazarus, come forth. Everything you are looking for, I speak with the voice of heaven today. It will come forth in the name of Jesus. Everything you are looking for, it will come forth in the name of Jesus. When heaven is about to raise you, it stop what is going on and start something new. That is what happened when Jesus met the widow's name, and they were carrying the boy to go and bury. In the book of Luke chapter 7, from verse 11 to 15, he looked at the boy, he touched the prayer, he touched the coffin, and he said, oh little boy, arise. You are coming out today. Because God basically told me, and I mentioned it to you, it's our month of raising. And heaven will raise you in the name of Jesus. What of your nation? Because this is for a family today. God will raise your whole family. In the book of Ezekiel 37, I think from verse 4 to 6, the Bible said the whole army of Israel becomes bone. They were bones. And he took Ezekiel there. And he said, go back to verse 3. That's right. Instead of the son of man, can this bone live? I'm asking you, can that condition change? That's where we're ending up today. Because a razor needs a voice. And I'm coming as a prophet to you this morning. If you will believe that the bone in your life can rise, it will surely rise for you today in the name of Jesus. He said to him, he said, son of man, I'm saying, member of CFC, can this bone rise? Can your condition turn around? Do you still believe God answers prayer? Do you believe God can do it? And in verse 4, he said, again he said to me, prophesy. What is prophesy? Speak to it. Open your mouth, declare to it. Prophesy unto this bone and say unto them, O ye dry bones, hear the word of the Lord. Malinda Barota. The Bible says, when Abraham went to God, he said, with this Eliezer, who is my servant, he inherited all the blessings you gave to me. You didn't tell me you are blessing me for another family. You didn't tell me you are blessing me for my maid. He said, with this Eliza. God said to him, I didn't tell you Eliza. I said to you, even in your condition, even in the bone that is not working, even in the menopause you have, he said, you will still carry on child. We don't know how long the bones are. He said, go back to four. And he said to me, prophesy unto this bone. And said unto them, O ye dry bone, hear the word of the Lord. Now what is the word of the Lord? Go to five. And thus said the Lord to this bone, behold, I will cause bread. I will cause life into you, and you shall live, and you shall live. And that condition will respond, and that condition will change, and that situation will change in the name of Jesus. Give me verse 6 before we start to pray. Give me verse 6. And he said, and I will raise you. What it means, I will raise them up myself. He said, bones will come. I will bring into the grave. He said, and I will lay sinew upon it. And I will bring flesh upon them. And cover them with skin. So there's a difference between flesh and skin. I'm going to teach on it one of these days. And I will put breath in you. And ye shall live. And ye shall know I am the Lord. Verse 7. And in verse 7, Maliba. So I prophesied as I was commanded. And as I prophesied, he said there was a noise. There was a shaking. And the bone came together. Bone to his bone ate. And when I beheld, lo, the sinew. And the flesh came upon them. And the skin covered them. And there was no breath in them. Verse 9. And then he said to me, prophesy unto them, prophesy unto the wind. That's the second time, prophesy unto the wind. Prophesy, son of man, and say to the wind, thus hear the Lord God, come from the four wind, O breath, and breathe upon this name, that they may live. So I prophesied as I was commanded me, and the breath came into them, and they live. And they stood up, their feet, and an exceeding grace. Can we stand up this morning? I want you to stand up this morning. You are going to open your mouth. You are going to prophesy to that condition. You are going to prophesy to that situation. Oh, situation, hear the word of the Lord. There must be a turnaround this morning. Begin to open your mouth. Prophesy to that situation. Prophesy to that condition. Prophesy to that situation. Prophesy to that condition. Oh, ye bread. Malikati katunda baro. Pray for yourself. Come prophesy. Prophesy to that situation. Prophesy to that situation. Prophesy to that situation. Prophesy to that situation. Anything you don't want in your life, reject it now and prophesy to what you want. Whatever you needed, prophesy to it. Prophesy to it. Prophesy to it. Prophesy to it. Speak to that situation. Speak to your health. Speak to your finances. Speak to your marriage. Speak to that womb. Speak to that bone. Speak to that joint. And this time, I prophesy as I was commanded. I am commanding you. Speak to it. Speak to your exams. Speak to that situation. Speak to everything you needed this morning. Prophesy to that situation. Prophesy. Speak to him. Speak to that situation. Is this what? He said he will raise you up this month. Speak to that one. Speak to the bones. Speak to the wind. Speak to the bones. Speak to the wind. Speak to the bones. Speak to the wind. Leak at tumbra. My life must not remain like this anymore, Lord. I must not remain like this anymore. Lord, I'm speaking to the bones. I'm speaking to this church. I'm speaking to the empty seat. I'm speaking to those who are sick. Hear the word of the Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Say with me, my Father, my father, from my head to my toe, everything around me, spiritual, physical, in my home, in my career, in my health, in my stay in UK, oh God, hear my voice this morning. Everything that needs to be raised, oh heaven, raise it this morning. Send me air lasers. Send me razors in London. Send me razors from my home country. Send me razors from China. Send me razors from America. I speak to the four corners of the world. Let razor look at me. Open your mouth, pray for yourself. Let raise the comfort. Let raise the comfort. In Jesus' name we pray. Pray this prayer. One prayer. When I was in Ife, my second year, things were so tall. When I was doing my degree, my second year, things were so tall. You know, hunger, there's some hunger you will not see. Hunger, it will start from headache. It go to tummy ache. At some point, you won't be able to see anything. And then I attended a meeting. And in the meeting, they asked me to present something. And I stood, and I was presenting. But Bruce was speaking me because of hunger. When I finished, a reverend father came to me. He said, you spoke so well. And you spoke, your presentation was so detailed. He said, but you seem not to have strength in you. I said, Father, now hunger. He said, where is your dad? I said, my dad died when I was four. What does your mom do? I said, give me the best she can. He said, don't worry. He said, come and see me in my parish. My remaining 3 years in Ife, I was living well. This man will come to me if money. If he said me, you have money, if I say I have money, if we have me 10 times. You sure? If we're driving off, we will stop. You sure you have money? I don't want you to go hungry. You must succeed in the education. In my first semester, in my year, fourth year, I was sick. That would have been the end of my degree. It took me to hospital. Two of my papers, I came from hospital to write it. With a nurse paid for by him. That's a razor. It doesn't have children. It does speak in prayer. You are going to pray to God, Lord. Orchestrate a situation that will connect you with my razor today. Please listen. Before you pray, sir, Pastor David just woke up. He was now thinking, I need to help somebody. He just come quick. He said, I need to help somebody. Look for anybody. There's nothing that Mephibosheth did to deserve it. So I'm not saying what you deserve. I'm not saying what to deserve. One of our friends, everything was up. He met another friend. He said, I'm looking for somebody to run a multi-billion company in Nigeria. He's a director now. Somebody who cannot afford to rent one room in Ajegunle. And within 4 months, he built his own house. You are going to pray. Say with me, my father, my father. My father, my father. I need a razor. I need a helper. Orchestrate a situation that will connect with my helper today. Do something in the life of my eraser that will make them to connect with me. Whether they will see it in my children or in me or in my ministry. Open your mouth, pray for yourself. Pray for yourself. my career, pray for yourself. We suddenly pick somebody, and before you know, you are a director. Then we suddenly pick somebody, and before you know, you are the manager. Oh God, orchestrate it. Air from above, Lord, orchestrate it today. Thank you, mighty Father. We worship you, adore you. In Jesus' name we pray. Look at me, everybody, before we pray. Next Sunday, I'm teaching on El Rakum. The God that showed me mercy. That's what El Rakum means. But on Thursday, God asked us to challenge gates. And we came here, just suppose we are here, we pray ourselves challenging gates. You know, I didn't even talk about even wicked or anything now. That one, we deal with it on Thursday. If God give you the grace to show up on Thursday, on the Thursdays of this month, we are challenging every, that's what God told me. He said challenge gate. The gate that has limited you, he said challenge it. Thursday, we are here from 6:30. Every Thursday for this month, we are challenging it. Stretch your hand towards the altar. Father, you are the one who raised man. Abraham was in his village when you raised him. David was at the back of the house when you called and raised him. Lord, every man that needs a raising here, everyone that is sincere with you that need a raising, Lord, raise them yourself today in the name of Jesus. Let somebody who doesn't know them, somebody who doesn't even like them, let them come to their life and raise them up, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Do something to turn things around for them. Let grace and mercy speak for them. My God, before the end of this month, let that woman shout for joy. Let that man cry for joy. Let mercy begin to speak in our life. Thank you, mighty Father. In Jesus' majestic name we pray. Amen and amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Let's put hands together for Jesus. Amen. We have 15, 20 minutes. Let's be seated. I want us to quickly package our offering.